Hi, welcome to Beauty Revealed, the podcast. I'm your host, Candace Claiborne, and it's time to take the steps to revealing your inner beauty. You no longer have to feel invisible because you are seen and known by the creator of all things. So let's get ready to go deep. Today, we are going to be revealing the key to intuition. What is it? What is it not? Do you have it? And are you willing to follow that intuition? I realize that this may be one of many controversial topics that I'll talk about on this episode and on this podcast, but it's something that my intuition, through prayer and peace, I feel like I have to bring to you guys today. So if you're willing to listen with an open mind, open heart, then rock with me because it's going to be a good one, okay? So intuition is interesting because the definition of intuition, according to Google and the Oxford Language Dictionary, is this. I'm going to read it to you. The ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. This is a thing that one knows or considers likely from instinctive feelings rather than conscious reasoning. Okay, so it's kind of a combination of things you know and separating them from the things you've learned. So intuition is exactly that. It's inside. It's the inner. We're speaking to instinct. Something that calls and comes from within. Now, I realize that a lot of us, myself included, we have been taught, we have been trained, we have been conditioned in a way that tends to lead us away from intuition and towards reasoning and what just makes sense. So this is a stretch for many of us, myself included. And it's something that doesn't necessarily happen overnight. Especially if you're older and you're taking some time to, you know, kind of reawaken intuition, I want to encourage you, like if you're on that path of waking up, allow yourself the grace because it is something that requires practice. So this intuition, it can feel uncomfortable. It can feel a little bit awkward, especially if you haven't nurtured it. And you see children tend to lean towards intuition a lot more than adults do because they simply have no other way of knowing. You know, they're in a process of learning and knowing things as they go. And it's not until an adult or another teacher or coach kind of comes in and gives them a little bit of a nudge or influence one way or the other that they tend to shift. And so intuition does come from within, but it can be influenced from the external standards and expectations around you. One person that wrote about intuition that I absolutely love is T.D. Jakes. And he wrote an entire book about instinct. And a quote that he shares from his book is that he says, God has given us deeper instincts to be attracted to those things that fit a better purpose. Now, your instinct, your intuition, it can be a form of protecting. It can also be a form of taking you to a better place, a higher place, a space of elevation, allowing you to amplify the very things that God has placed deep inside, instinct, intuition that the Creator has placed inside of you, right? So let's be clear on what intuition is and what it is not. Intuition is not religion. It's not rituals. It's not traditions. It's not text of a Bible or a book that you read. And it's definitely not literature. And honestly, it's not faith. Intuition is what is already built inside of you. You know, those things, they can guide us. They can influence us. They can show us ways of knowing. But at the end of the day, what's inside your intuition is the basis of how you're going to flow in the world. You know, those are ways that you can kind of get a little bit of insight. They can show you and they can become opportunities for you to live and build a foundation of life on. But the intuition is something that no one can take away. And only you know exactly what's pushing you, exactly what's driving you. And these are things that, you know, even faith, right? When it comes to faith and religion and ritual, you have to realize, and something that I've come to realize, is that faith really is the action part. It's the bravery to follow through with the intuition that you're already sensing. And unfortunately, a lot of times we tend to kind of suppress some things because they don't make sense. But that's the very opposite of intuition. Intuition, as we just discussed, is knowing beyond the conscious reasoning. But the key is that you are conscious, you're aware, you're tapped in, you're sensitive to, you are spending time quieting yourself so you can listen. And I do believe that religion shows us a way to connect to the Creator's spirit and to be able to have that within us so that we can know which way to go. And it's an opportunity for you to practice listening, an opportunity for you to get sensitive to the things that you already know. So let's break it down and get a little bit more practical, right? I also want to be very intentional to mention that intuition doesn't mean you have to be spontaneous or super risky. I am not a very spontaneous person. I am also a rather low risk person. I take a little bit more time to kind of warm up to things, warm up to ideas. And for example, this podcast is one of them, right? I have been talking about doing a podcast for many years, and it wasn't until 2018 that my husband was like, "So are you going to do it or not?" You know? And I knew that I needed to. I knew it was a way of expressing, a way for me to get out there and share the messages that I believe that God has given to me to share in only the way that I can do that. And exactly for you, intuition will draw you into doing the very thing that the Creator has designed for you to do. But only you know. Our friends, our family, our, you know, people around us in what I call our compliment crew, they can encourage you, they can support you, but your intuition is something that only you know. So I want you to think about this. Take a moment to pause and think about a time where you had a deep intuition about something. You might have to stop and pause this and write it down or just take some time to reflect. But something you knew deep down inside that you were supposed to do. And it didn't seem to make sense in the logical mind. It didn't seem to like add up. You didn't know exactly how it was going to work. And it almost even seemed counter to what you were conditioned to doing or how you were conditioned to living or being, right? So we all have those moments. Some of us have more of those than others. And I think that really speaks to how tapped in you are to yourself and to your spirit and to the guiding of how God has designed you and where God is leading you. But we all have those moments. Sometimes they're big life decisions like what job to take or who to marry or not to marry. And other times they're simple things, right? Like which way to drive. I'll tell you guys a quick story. When I was growing up, as a child, my mom was very intentional about following what she called God's spirit, following this leading of the spirit in where she was going to drive. So we'd be driving down the street, going to places that we normally go to, and we would make a turn that was different than the way we usually turn. And I would often ask her, like, where are we going? Why are we going this way? And she would say, I just kind of sense we should go down this road. I just didn't get it. As a kid, I was like, well, this way is faster. This is the way we go all the time. But her intuition and what she assigns and prescribes to as, or ascribes to as the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, told her to go this way instead of that way. And time after time, there would be a person we would meet in that direction. There would have been an accident in the other direction that we bypassed. I mean, so many things that took place that it was like, oh, that's intuition. And I'm telling you, I had this experience many times in my life. One time was when I was deciding what school to go to. Graduating from high school, I went to school in Atlanta, Kennesaw, Georgia, which is north of Atlanta, like near Marietta. And I had the opportunity to go to the University of Georgia, UGA, on a scholarship. And at the time, it was like, this makes sense. Like, it's home, it's local, you got a scholarship that you can ride with, and like, you're good to go. But then I found out about a university, the George Washington University in DC, and I was like so blown away by the school, by my tour, and it was completely outside of anything else that I had in mind for myself. And it didn't seem to make sense. Like, if you can go to school, you know, with this tuition, you can stay home, you can be near family, why wouldn't you do that? But through prayer and through spending time really pausing and saying, I know this doesn't seem to make sense in the logical space, but there's something that's drawing me to this city, something that's drawing me to go to this school, to be there for this time right now, says, go. Go to DC. Go to this school and know that, like, you're on the right path. And at the time, money was tight. Money's still tight when it comes to going to university, okay? And so understanding that I was making a decision to follow my intuition, and I did end up receiving some scholarships, but it was a sacrifice for myself and a sacrifice for my parents for me to follow that intuition to go to school in DC. And I'm so glad I did, because for one, I met my husband while living in DC, and there are times I look back and I'm like, I wonder if we would have still like connected, or maybe I would have met you. And yes, intuition will say, well, it could still happen, right? Even if I don't follow the intuition, but you don't know until you go. You don't know until you actually move forward with it. So I met my husband in DC. I also came to the realization that even though I thought I was going to go to school for law and become this attorney, I realized through my process of being in DC that law was not the deal for me. And a lot of times my parents, they said, well, you talk a lot, you know, you should be a lawyer. Follow your intuition. Follow the guidance of your parents, but don't let somebody else's opinion or their way of knowing overshadow the intuition that's deep inside of you. I'm still talking. I'm here right now. You're listening to my voice, and a message is coming to you that maybe you need to hear right now that you wouldn't hear if I was in a courtroom somewhere in LA, okay? So follow the intuition. Being in DC allowed me the opportunity to be exposed to things that I had never seen before, to meet people that were just so instrumental in my life, and to really grow and connect closer to God in a way that I had not experienced when I was in Atlanta. And of course, things can happen in anywhere you go. But again, you don't know until you go. And I do believe that intuition guided me to that space. Another time that intuition guided me and I followed was just yesterday. So my family and I decided to build these sort of packs for people that we see while we're driving, a homeless person or a person that seems like they might be in need, right? So it has like water, gift card, some personal hygiene things in there. And my kids wrote cards for people just to encourage and inspire people where they are, wherever they might be in life at the time. So yesterday, my kids and I are out and we see a woman who has a sign and is asking for some help. We gave her, you know, the kit, gave her some water. She was receptive and appreciative. And then I realized like, oh, I have another cold bottle of water here. And my logical mind was like, give it to her. She's right here. She could use an extra bottle of water. But intuition said, hold on to it. And in the moment, it didn't seem to make sense. Like, why would I hold on to a bottle of ice water when there's a person right in front of me that has a need and I'm not drinking the water? It's not for me. It's for this other person that I have yet to meet. And I think I just met them. But intuition said, hold on to the bottle of water. And I said, okay, I'm gonna follow that. Little do we know, we drive down the street and at a stoplight, there's a person whose car is broken down. Now, this guy is in the middle of the road. He's outside of his car. He's on the phone trying to, like, you know, get his car situated. And it's the middle of Phoenix. We're coming out of the summertime, but it's still hot. And I was just like, oh, this is why. This water is for him. You know, so intuition said, yeah, and rolled down my window, got his attention, gave it to him. And he was like, thank you so much, you know. And these are examples that I believe all of us have the opportunity to experience if we're willing to pay attention. So intuition does require risk because you don't know what's on the other side. But it does mean that if you go, you'll know if you go, right? And so taking that time to actually pause, listen, pay attention, and then follow through. That's the faith. The faith is the follow through. So let me give you a handful of tips for you to just actually practice and get down with this week, right now, to make it real for you, okay? So first thing, take inventory. Is there something that you have been thinking about, something you've been feeling, sensing, it's been drawing you, but you just can't make sense of it all? But you know you're supposed to be there. You know you're supposed to do it. You know you're supposed to contact that person. This is instinct. This is intuition. And you have to just, I know it can feel hard to actually like tap into it and activate it, especially if it's been suppressed, especially if the dollars and the cents don't seem to make sense. This is the part where you have to stretch. I've had two friends within the last 2 months tell me, Candace, you have to follow your intuition. And it's a reminder. I'm being that friend for you right now. You have to follow your intuition, right? So is there something that you have been dreaming about, thinking about, sensing, a deep knowing, but you haven't been following it? Okay, so think about, what is the thing that I've been sensing? Let me give you an example. Have you ever had your eye on a car and, you know, you go ahead and maybe you create a vision board or you're starting to research it and you kind of like you're paying attention to it. And then you go out and get the car and everywhere you go, it's like, oh, snap, this car is everywhere, right? Because you've been paying attention to it. So the very thing that you give attention to is going to begin to amplify. It's going to get bigger in your mind. It's going to get space for it to nourish and grow in your spirit, in your gut. And so beginning to pay attention to the things that you're hearing and sensing, that requires you and I to go back to those spaces of quiet, to go back to those spaces of exploring and discovering what's happening within us, and to really say, okay, what am I hearing right now? And then just try it. So little things that you can do to practice that I've done for years is spending time saying, okay, driving, for example. I gave y'all the example of my mom, and I do the same thing, right? Which way should I go? You know, give yourself a little buffer time when you're getting on the road and you're going somewhere. Instead of just popping in the GPS or going the way you always do, begin to ask questions, because I believe that the Creator God hears us and knows us and wants to have this connection with us. But we have to also avail ourselves to be in that relationship, to say, I know that you are guiding me and you've given me instruction. You have a place for me to go in this life that I'm living, and I can't get there quite by myself. You've given me tools and literature and books and Bibles and writings, and you've given me an opportunity to live by faith to move through this world in a way that allows me to kind of elevate and to move at a different pace than others might, but I have to be able to pay attention. And I can't pay attention if I'm not asking questions, and I can't pay attention if I'm not slowing down. So slow down, ask a question, and then listen. Like literally listen. And something is gonna come to you. It may not be audible, but it may just be a sense, an inkling towards something. And then you have to actually follow it. That's the faith. And be attentive to look at what's happening around you, the people that you're coming into contact with, the content that's coming to mind, the creativity that you might be wrestling with. And this is just a way of us moving in the world. You know, none of us know for sure exactly how things are meant to be, but your reality is your reality. And I get an opportunity every single day to actively participate. You get an opportunity to practice by simply following your intuition. So as you're practicing this, by simply asking a question, you're getting dressed. What should I wear today? What should I wear today? It can seem like a very simple, kind of silly thing, but literally just asking, what should I wear today? And then listening, and then following. That's it. And then you'll know as you go, okay? So simple things, just put that into practice. And then the last thing I will say is this. Know that your intuition might feel uncomfortable, but that is typically a huge indicator that it is intuition. Because it's not coming from the regular things. It's not coming from the default way. It's design. Anything that's designed is made with intention because someone has paid attention. Someone has asked the question. Someone is actively participating in making something work. And they're getting insight from a space that goes beyond what they can see and what they can understand and what they can reason. Look at the most amazing structures that you can imagine. Look at the pyramids in Nubia, in Egypt. Look at whatever structure comes to mind that's grandiose to you. And you're wondering, like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, how was this created? I guarantee you that the construction team, the architects, the builders, the engineers, and the person that had desire to see something built, they were following intuition. It was a part of that process. It may not be the only thing, but it was probably foundational. So as you go through this process of seeing your inner beauty revealed, it's already there. It's not something that has to be added to you. It's not something that has to be constructed and put together or manufactured. It's inside of you. You were made with inner beauty. You were made with intuition. So allow yourself to reveal it and allow yourself to step into it because you're the only one that can do it. So go ahead, take those steps this week to revealing your inner beauty. Because I want to see it. I want to hear about it. So comment below, share this podcast, and let me know how you're revealing your inner beauty this week. Remember who you are, be who you are, wherever you are. And thanks for listening to the Beauty Revealed podcast.